Assembly Democrat Chris Dano of Trempealeau, who's one of the co-authors of the crossbow bill, acknowledges that some in the traditional bow hunting community don't care for the idea of a crossbow season. But Dano says the differences are minimal.
You know, harvesting a deer with a broadhead that's on the end of a longer, thinner arrow versus harvesting a deer with a broadhead that's on a shorter, stockier arrow, deer is still harvested, and it still requires a level of skill and commitment to be able to effectively hunt.
Not everyone sees it that way. Mike Brust is president of the Wisconsin Bow Hunters Association.
Archers are proud of the way they hunt, and this would represent a very distinct change in practice.
Brust says the technology of a crossbow makes it less challenging than traditional bow hunting. He says the concern is that an influx of crossbow hunters could result in fewer hunting opportunities for traditional bow hunters. Brust says his group supports a new crossbow season as long as it's separate from the traditional bow season.
We feel it's important for the DNR and the public, the hunting public, to be able to regulate both separately.
Brust says his group is hoping the plan will be amended to make sure the bow hunting and crossbow hunting seasons are eventually separate. While this bill received a unanimous vote in the state assembly this session, a similar version died last session. A public hearing that was scheduled for this week was just canceled. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.